Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Friends, do you know what is the most quoted psalm in the New Testament? It's Psalm 110. So let's check it out. Of David, a psalm. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, "Rule in the midst of your enemies." Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high. Friends, that is Psalm 110, the most quoted psalm in the New Testament. So why is it so important? Joel, why does the New Testament suggest Psalm 110 is such a huge help to you and I? Well, there is a scene in the temple just a few days before Jesus knows he's going to die on the cross. This is Jesus' last big public speaking opportunity, and he gives the people a riddle using Psalm 110. He says, "How can the scribe say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" It's Mark 12, verses 35 to 37. Jesus asks a riddle. Why do the scribes say that the Christ is David's son? The scribes had taught that the prophesied Christ, the one who would defeat all of Israel's enemies, he would be a son of David. And Jesus quotes Psalm 110, where David says, "The Lord said to my Lord." Jesus is saying, the scribes are teaching you that your Christ is David's son. Okay, but David himself calls him Lord. Why in the world would David address his son that way? Jesus is saying, isn't that strange? Any of you fathers going around addressing your sons as your lords? Parents, do any of you call your kids in for supper saying, "Lord Billy, your dinner is served"? Jesus says, why does King David refer to the son that came after him as Lord? That makes the Christ's identity sort of a riddle, doesn't it? And this is the riddle we need to solve if Psalm 110 is going to be of any use to us today or going forward. Friends, what Jesus is saying is that this psalm is all about himself and who he came to be for his people who are living in this dying world. Jesus, the Son of God, became the son of David when he was sent by his father on the greatest rescue mission in human history. Jesus became man in order to save mankind. So why is Psalm 110 such an important help for us? Psalm 110 reveals who Jesus is for us as prophet, priest, and king. First, Jesus is our prophet. He declared that Psalm 110 revealed him to be God's answer to a dying race. Jesus is God's final word to us, Hebrews 1:2. Jesus came and spoke to you and I and brought us new life. And it is through his word and by his spirit that he reveals God's will for our salvation. Second, Jesus is your priest. Psalm 110 tells us that Jesus became our forever priest after the order of Melchizedek. And just because we don't know much about Melchizedek, Jesus being your high priest is of huge importance. Jesus, as your priest, offered up his life on the cross as a sacrifice to satisfy God's holy wrath for your sins, and he has brought sinners back to God. Oh, and by the way, his work as priest continues on to today. Jesus is not sitting on his throne in heaven just twiddling his thumbs. Every time you and I pray, Jesus is joining in with us, praying with and for us, Romans 8:34. Jesus ever lives to plead for you as you battle against sin and shame in this life. Make sure you think about that the next time you pray. It is so encouraging to know that Jesus is on his knees next to you. And Psalm 110 also tells us Jesus came to be our king. Do you realize how your salvation depends on Jesus' kingship? King Jesus conquered our hearts, and he now rules and defends us. And we can rest assured because his final words before ascending to heaven were this: "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me." Matthew 28:18. And then he adds, "He will be with us always, even to the end of the age," in verse 20. Jesus promises to restrain all of his and our enemies. And one day he is coming in glory to judge the nations and to bring us into his glory. So give thanks today and consider how Jesus, as prophet, priest, and king, has changed our past, present, and future. My friends, remember who you are and who you belong to.